Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 10th week of the 2020 regular legislative session has passed. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house has passed. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in own house is Thursday, March the 26th, 2020. Notice regarding regional capital visits. Due to the recommendation from the House and Senate leadership, along with the state health officer regarding the spread of the coronavirus, COVID-19, the Mississippi State Capitol has adopted a strict policy to limit visitors to the state capitol. With that being stated, the regional capitol visit for the Northeast Planning and Development District and the South Delta Planning and Development District will be canceled. We will update the remaining planning and development districts on how MAS will proceed with their upcoming regional capital visit. As an alternative, MAS will host a conference call for each regional district on their visitation day at 10:30 a.m. to deliver a legislative briefing and hold elections for the Board of Directors, Legislative, and Nominating Committee. The Northeast Planning and Development District regional conference call will be Tuesday, March 17th at 10:30 a.m. and the South Delta Planning and Development District Regional Conference Call will be Wednesday, March 18th at 10:30 a.m. MAS will send out the conference call-in number, and passcode to the supervisors representing those districts. Senate Chamber passes E-911 overhaul legislation. On Thursday, March 12, 2020, the Senate Chamber voted to pass Senate Bill 2746 by a vote of 49-1. Senate Bill 2746 creates an additional $1 fee increase on wireless communication devices regarding prepaid and postpaid. In addition, Voice over Internet Protocol will get the dollar increase as well, bringing those surcharges up to $2. This measure also creates a governmental authority that will reside under the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency, also known as MEMA, that will govern all surcharge revenue that will be distributed to the counties. There is a board of governance that will govern this new authority and will consist of a 13-member board that will consist of members representing local government except for four of the members. It is very important for boards of supervisors to meet with their 911 directors and legal counsel to discuss this measure with their local legislative delegation. Note, this measure has passed the Senate chamber and will now head to the House chamber for consideration. Reverse auction bills passed both chambers. On Wednesday, March the 11th, the House passed House Bill 407 by a vote of 109-7. This measure gives counties the discretion to decide if reverse auction is in their best interest or not. On Thursday, March the 12th, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 2215 by a vote of 52-0. This measure only exempts the term contract and E-rate contracts from the reverse auction process. Note, both measures will now be transmitted to opposite chambers for consideration. The First Responders Health and Safety Act and Rural Fire Truck Funding passes. On Wednesday, March the 11th, the House Chamber passed House Bill 982 by a vote of 94-27. This measure provides funding for the mandated defined benefit cancer policy for the first responders in the First Responders Health and Safety Act that was passed back in 2019, and it provides a residual funding stream for the Rural Fire Truck Program. Note, this measure will now head to the Senate Chamber for consideration. Inmate medical costs repealer bills passed both chambers. House Bill 685 and Senate Bill 2279 both extends the repealer on current law that mandates counties not to be liable for any costs that exceed the Medicaid reimbursement rate for convicted prisoners and pretrial detainees. The House version passed by a vote of 117-0, and the Senate version passed by a vote of 50-0. Note, both measures will now be transmitted to opposite chambers for consideration. This concludes this week's MAS Supervisors Legislative Update. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday at 4 p.m. Thank you.